You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends radio show.
Fun, funny, and fast. Ain't doing nothing but working for the weekend. I love a boy once said.
Good morning. What?
Good afternoon.
Are you familiar with that jam? Working for the weekend by Loverboy?
Everybody's
Cow-
working
for the weekend.
Sure.
Starts at cowbell. Don't, don't, don't. Plow down, 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 down.
I was a guest at a legendary radio show, and they played that before their Friday, whatever they call it.
Probably called it the Weekend Blast Off.
It might have been called the Weekend Blast Off.
The world famous Friday morning Weekend Blast Off, and we stole that from them. Well, actually, we were. It was passed down to us.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion. And somewhere in my possession, the show that Riggins is talking about, he was a part of the Scott Shannon show in New York one time. He went and sat in and watched. And Scott Shannon, I'll give you a quick story. Scott Shannon, voted the most influential program director of the 20th century. And do we know they did that at the end of the 20th century? Radio legend would be an understatement. Anyway, years later, after being very influential in our careers and listening to him and picking things out, and we started the world famous Friday morning Weekend Blast Off. It's just a complete ripoff. He's the one that started it. We just stole it. We got to know him and became very good friends with him, and kind of he became a mentor of ours. And for my birthday one year, long time ago, TJ got him to record the open to the world famous Friday morning Weekend Blast Off.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere in my possession. I have that recording on what's called a DAT tape, a machine they don't even use anymore. But I've got to find it now and see if I can get somebody to convert it for me, because I would give anything to hear that.
He's got to find it and then find a DAT player.
Yeah, I know where one of those is. They have one at one of the radio stations we work with, so I know I can get one of those. But yeah, it's one of those things. If you had told me when I first started in radio and became familiar with this guy, that some 10 years later, 15 years later, 12 years later, that he would be speaking directly to me because I then knew him and had his phone number and could call him. I didn't, but I could if I wanted to, that he would have said that he would have been talking to me on the radio. I'm not going to lie, I got a little teary. I kind of cried.
Yeah, you just cried 2 seconds ago when you were bringing it up.
It's very exciting to me.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too.
Yeah, great guy. We went to New York one time for something, and he messaged us later, I just heard y'all were in New York last week, and nobody called me. You don't call? Wow. He's like, we don't bother you.
It's New York.
He's like, I thought we were friends. What are we doing? I was like, oh, okay. We'll call next time, baby.
Yeah.
So a lot going on today when it comes to Ace and Friends. We can't tell you why, but we're working hard to make every particular moment of this edition of Ace and Friends spectacular. Just for you.
Just for you.
So, you know, I tried to schedule my sister today, and I'm not sure if she's scheduled or not.
Okay. Well, let's work on that.
So here's what happened. I sent her and said, hey, will you want to come over with us tomorrow? Usual time. I just forgot today was Wednesday. And she responded with this. No, that was me. I almost sent her another message. Never mind. I don't think we're going to have her.
Okay. Well,
we'll get started next. Hang on.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com. Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
There is a question that I'm about to ask that could be the most important question you need to know the answer to all summer long. Here's that question. Do you know the difference between sunscreen and sunblock?
No, I don't. There's a difference?
Tech D Rob, do you know the difference between sunscreen and sunblock?
No.
Okay. Turns out, yes, there is a difference. Sunscreen and sunblock both can protect you from the sun, but they are not the same. Sunscreen absorbs UV rays before they hit your skin. Sunblock prevents those rays from reaching your skin at all.
Okay, that makes sense. Screen, block.
So if you have sensitive skin, they recommend, you know, sunblock is better than sunscreen.
Sure.
Sunscreen, though, does allow you to still accept some UV ray and get some color. That's how you can use sunscreen and still get some tan.
Okay. Which one do you use?
I use sunscreen typically, but we have sunblocks. If I start getting a little bit red, I'll switch and go to sunblock completely at that point.
You don't just start out with sunblock? I feel like that's the best move for you.
I'm desperately trying to get some color. I'm so fair-skinned, yeah. I desperately want some color.
That ship has sailed, has it not?
Well,
you're not getting any color. I mean,
I got married 3.5 years ago, and if you look at my wedding pictures from Jamaica, I'm, you know, it's the tannest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I'm pretty tan.
I'm pretty tan in those pictures. I look pretty good in a couple of those pictures. I'm pretty solid. But again, that took 3 months of tanning bed, different types of, okay, this week we're going to use this lotion. Like it was a whole concoction, a formula that they were using to help me get some color and keep it.
Yeah.
To peak at just the right time. Like a fine Olympic athlete, I needed to have peak tan at my wedding.
How dare you invoke the names of our finest athletes and make the comparison to your tan.
And at best.
How dare you.
My peak tan for a lot of people would be just what they look like in November.
Yeah. If you look inside your refrigerator for 50 seconds with that light bulb, that it's about the same level of tan you could get that Ace at.
It's tough having very fair skin.
I bet.
It's really tough.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Riggins has found something that he claims that I need.
Yeah, you need this.
And it comes from Costco.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong at all.
I know.
I fell in love with it when I saw it. I think other people need it too. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin. The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
So Riggins has found something that he believes that I, Ace, the modern day Mr. Rogers, that I need in my life. And it comes from Costco. So here is the viral video that he found that he believes I need to make a trip to Costco for.
Okay, I've never seen anyone talk about this from Costco, and maybe I'm just like, I don't know, not in the Costco loop, but I wanted to get, this looks so funny, I wanted to get deli meat, and they don't have like sliced deli meat there, but they did have this giant turkey breast, and I was like, oh, I'll just buy it and cut it up. Like, I bet it's bomb. Costco slaps, so like, I'll give it a go. Look at this. It's like never-ending deli meat. And it's dank. It's better than any deli meat I've gotten at a grocery store.
It's a huge slap.
And now I just
slap.
Have deli meat for honestly probably like 2 weeks. I don't think I'm going to finish this thing. Yeah.
It's a massive
but like just
slap.
A stack on?
It's a huge, I guess it's turkey breast.
Yeah, it's just one massive collection of turkey breasts.
And she's just like a caveman sitting there with a knife, no utensil, no napkin, just sawing chunks off of this turkey breast. It's already cooked.
Yeah.
And I thought, Ace needs this.
I would love that. Just, it's always there. You just open it up, saw off a couple little slices, put it back in the refrigerator.
Ace is a grazer.
Yes.
He likes going to the refrigerator, grabbing a slice of cheese, a piece of deli meat.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I think works against you in this is that it's not pre-sliced. So it's deli meat, but it's just unsliced.
But that's okay.
So you still got to pull out a knife.
I don't mind that. I can grab a quick knife, just throw it out there. You probably just peel back the end as much as you want and just kind of slice it off while you're standing there watching TV or something. Just, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Protein, healthy.
Maybe a little piece of bread, but a little fold, maybe put a fold over together.
Yeah.
It all depends.
Yeah.
I have stood there, though, before and done something like that. And after the third fold over, go, well, I should have just made a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
I should have made two sandwiches for all the bread I've had.
Yeah. That's usually what happens. You just stand there, keep eating. You're like, I should have sat down and eaten this.
I love to graze, though.
Yeah, it's the very best.
Mm-hmm. And since Dax's first birthday party, we had a lot of food left over. And so in my house now, there's like a whole package to make a charcuterie board that's unopened. There's another thing that's just got different cheeses in it. Another thing with like little pepperonis in it. And I just keep sitting there I'll take those two bags out and a little thing of grapes and just stand there and watch TV. And just
hammering it. Oh, nom, 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 nom. Yeah, but are you a Costco membership person?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Love it. Absolutely.
When did that happen? Like small family. My parents have a Costco membership. They're retired.
I got
so
it.
So why do you have that?
Somebody bought us one. It was a wedding gift.
It's a good wedding
gift. We've just kept it up ever since because we like it.
Can you get out of there under $300?
Yeah, if you're careful, but not if you get anything good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the you know, if that's like six bottles of wine, it's cheaper. Just buy them all. Buy six. Whatever.
Nice. Yeah, six bottles?
Yeah, it's fantastic. But you go there to buy like 400 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And 80 rolls of paper towels, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would just get the stupidest stuff, snacks, M&Ms.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
Like a huge bag of mixed nuts and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I can't have the membership.
It's spectacular. You would love it.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and Friends.
This is what I like the most about Ace and Friends. When Riggins or Rob will go, I got a story I can share. I don't need to know anything else.
Yeah, this is a bad one, though.
Oh.
Because I have a tooth infection.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was going to need some dentistry, some not emergency dentistry, but on Monday, I'm pretty sure you noticed my whole face is now swollen up. My eye, I felt irritation in my eye, but the side of my mouth was just hurting so bad. And since Monday, it's been really bothering me, and it's getting worse every day. So yesterday, I decided to make the appointment. I was like, this is not going away.
Yeah.
So I made an appointment with my dentist and for a week from now, basically. And this morning, I got up and the pain was as bad as it's been. And I woke up, well, you know, I'm a side sleeper and I use a lot of pillows.
Yeah.
The way I sleep is with two pillows under my head, and I stick my hand in between the two pillows and that's where I lay my head.
Right.
I realized I did not have a tooth infection at all. I had been, my fist is balled up under my head.
So you're essentially resting on your knuckles?
I basically was slowly punching myself in the jaw for like
hours,
8 hours at a time because I've been sleeping so hard. And that's what it was. And this is the first day where it's kind of subsided. And I was like, because I woke up and my fist was right on my cheek. And I went, oh my God, that's why my eye hurts. That's why my tooth hurts. That's why the whole side of my face is hurting. Because I've been basically punching myself in the middle of the night while asleep.
So you spent 8 hours essentially with your fist pressed up against your side of your mouth.
Yeah, like this.
Your face like that.
Like this. 8 hours, please. 10. I need 10. I'm a princess in the pea situation. A lot of pillows, a lot of sleep. That's what I need. But this is the first time I had a bad couple nights sleep. Isn't that terrible? So I need to call today and cancel the dentist appointment. It's
you're positive it's the way you sleep and not the you're positive. I guess what I'm saying is don't not go to the dentist and be wrong.
Oh, no. Well, the moment my eyes opened, I realized like, yep, that's what it is. I got my fist pressed up against the side of my face so hard. And even now it's like almost completely subsided. So I'm just saying, I don't love scheduling dentist appointments, but don't get too crazy. Don't get.
Did you feel a little, were you like embarrassed? Like that's not the most masculine thing in the world.
What's not masculine about that?
One that you were like, oh, I got a toothache. It turns out it's not a toothache. You're sleeping on your fist.
No, I didn't think about that at all.
You didn't think about that at all?
No, says the guy. Oh, shut up.
Perhaps you should.
Yeah, okay.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Putting your opinions to the test, let's play a round of normal or nope. Okay. I will give you a scenario and you determine whether that is normal or nope, not normal at all. Normal or nope? No, but by the way, before I'm reading these from a list so that I found online, so it's not as if these aren't all mine. So, you know.
Who thought they were yours?
Well, I just wanted to make sure everybody did, because I don't like the first one around me. I don't do this. But anyway, it says, I always have a quick sniff of my deodorant before I apply it. It smells nice. Normal or nope?
No. No.
I nope. Say no. Not normal. There's nothing wrong with it, but I don't think it's normal. Anyway.
I think it's kind of weird.
Rob, normal or nope?
Nope.
Okay. Normal or nope? Never filling up my gas tank until it stops. Feels like I'm wasting money. 3/4 of a tank is just fine.
They never fill up the gas tank until the pump stops?
3/4. They're like, they go about 3/4 of a tank and stop. Like, feel like if they fill it up, they're wasting money.
Well, that's just a ridiculous thing to say. I don't even know what that, you feel like you're wasting money.
Like, nope, that's not normal.
No, that's not normal.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
It's also illogical.
You're still using the same amount of gas. Because you're going to go back more often to get gas.
Yeah, the reasoning is stupider than the action, I think.
Yeah. Normal or nope? My husband stops the microwave before it beeps and leaves the words scrolling. So then the clock on the microwave doesn't show the time.
It is normal to stop the microwave before it ends. It is not normal to clear it out before moving on with your meal.
To not clear it out, right?
Clear it out. It is not normal to not do that.
It should always show the time.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Uh-oh.
This is one of the, this is a tiny, tiny pet peeve that drives me nuts.
The way you said tiny does not leave me believe it's tiny.
I know.
Yeah.
It should be tinier than it is. It's like she always just opens the microwave with like 2 seconds left.
Yeah, I do that
too. And takes something out and then closes it.
That's it?
And it just reads 2 seconds left all the time.
Yeah, you got
it. So when I walk by, I have to hit it and clear it. You know, it's like it makes me crazy.
You got to clear it out.
Yeah, you got to.
You got to clear it out. Okay, normal or nope? Sharing the same toothpaste with your partner.
Toothpaste is fine. That's
normal. Yeah, I think that's probably normal.
It's okay. I prefer everything separate in the bathroom. I want my toothpaste. If you need to borrow some toothpaste, totally good. I don't have a problem with that. I want all my stuff separate.
Okay.
Why?
Whoa.
Normal or nope, taking our shoes off in the house.
That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
I think it's normal. A lot of people at the house, you should be shoeless in the house. It's good for your carpeting.
If somebody's wearing shoes, you don't yell at them, Meredith.
Uh-oh. Open a can of worms with that one.
She yells at you?
Well, even if it's like somebody visiting, she goes, "Where are no shoes in the house household?"
Really?
Oh.
I love that. That's crazy.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Men of the world, unite. If you are a man and you live in a house that's nothing but women, and I thought about my buddy, my friend Alan, my best friend since childhood. He has 4 daughters and a wife, 6 people in his house. He's the only male.
That's crazy.
He's experienced things like this guy who we found on TikTok has. And I think he's got a pretty genius idea. Now, you got to picture him. He's standing here in his shorts and he's holding a hairbrush. And he's talking to one of his daughters, right?
Yeah.
She's filming him because of what he has put together here.
What did you do?
I tied this to the sink so it wouldn't disappear. I have one brush. I live in a house with women that have 27 brushes. I can't keep one brush. So I walk around with my hair not combed after a shower every day because I can't go in their room when they're sleeping. So I shower, and then I just go and I have bed hair the rest of the day.
I see a brush.
So I anchored this. I used my iPhone charging cable to tie it to the sink. And they untied it.
I was like, what are you doing?
So he actually tied the brush because they keep taking his brush. Like he said, he's the only guy in the house. Everybody else has multiple brushes, but they keep taking his brush. So he tied it, anchored it, so to speak, to the sink.
With an iPhone charging cable.
Now, the downside is they found it, then they untied it and took it. Just to be annoying.
And you see in the video, he's pulling out long hair from the brush. Like, it's just one brush.
Yeah.
Lives all these women, they have 27 brushes. Like, he's got one to himself, and still, they take it from him. That's a man that sounded defeated.
Yeah.
And she's laughing in his face like, Dad, no, you're so stupid.
They're clearly laughing. And the first thing when they found it, they untied it just to take it so they could be sure to ask him about it.
That is
because they had been holding the brush and just gave it back to him. I think about my friend Alan that I mentioned before. What it would be like to have a house. It's like all these women in the house. He told me one time he came home from work and he said, you just feel it. You walk in and like something has happened.
Yeah.
And clearly his wife had told them, your dad's on his way home from work. We're about to have dinner. Shut it.
Yeah.
And he said, you're sitting there and you just like, he said, I can physically feel it's waiting to pop off.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. Nobody's talking. I can't get a conversation going. He said, and suddenly one of them asked the oldest asked the second oldest for the salt. She kind of shoved it across the table. He goes, exploded.
Yeah.
It was on.
Yeah.
All the girls take it aside, scream. Yet he goes, I just picked up my plate and walked outside and sat at the table outside.
Yeah.
And just ate by myself.
I can't do it today. I can't do it.
It's too much.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has 2 great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Ace and Friends.
There is something that is circulating online that is a lot of fun. It's so stupid, but it's fun. This is more the kind of thing the internet was created for. Here's the question. If you could be given 5,000 of anything that starts with the letter Y, what would you choose? Yard men.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if everybody can hear it, but the yard guys right outside. Yeah. The guy
yard tools.
I'm going to go with yen.
Yen?
Okay.
That's a good idea, actually.
That was one of the number one answers. 5,000 yen, though, is $31.
Hey, I'll take $31 anytime.
Let me give you a better answer. Somebody said yachts.
Oh.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And they would then open a business selling 4,999 of the yachts.
Yeah, right.
And keep one of them.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, you could have 5,000 of anything that starts with the letter Y. What would you choose?
All I can think of is yo-yos for some reason. Yo-yos and...
what a waste. 5,000 yo-yos.
Yachts is way smarter. Gosh.
I'll give you a couple of the other answers. Maybe this will help you. Somebody said Yetis.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
They said they would love to have that. And they, same thing. They would sell them all off.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
We said yachts. Yamaha products.
I don't know. Motorcycles.
Yamaha keyboards. Like Yamaha makes pianos and everything as well.
Guitars.
Someone said 5,000 yesterdays.
Oh, shut up.
I wish I can get back 5,000 days of my life. So somebody did the math and said if you got back 5,000 days of your life, that would push you back to October of 2010.
Okay.
5,000 yellowfish tuna?
No.
5,000 yellow luxury items. Now, that's not playing fair.
Don't worry. Don't do that.
I get 5,000, yellow Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Yellow... suitcases, cash inside. That's dumb.
It's like, I'll take 5,000 Jennifer Lopez's.
Right?
No.
Let's see. 5,000 years of income. I don't think that's fair. You can't say that either. 5,000 YouTube subscribers.
It's not going to get you much.
Yoga pants.
Ladies in yoga pants, sure.
Maybe you open a yoga pants store.
All right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, yen was the number one answer, Rob. I think a lot of people are like, 5,000 yen. And it's about 31 American dollars.
Should have gone with the yachts.
Which I don't understand. When you go to some countries and it's like, that's, 19,000 whatever.
Yeah.
Why is it so much?
Yeah, it's 1,000,000 francs.
Like, what's the point?
What?
And it turns out to be like 83 bucks.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be 1,000,000 then? What?
I know. Do you carry 1,000,000 of those around with you?
It just makes no sense to me. We
figured it out in America. Yeah. We got the best system.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin. The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by... the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and Friends.
Take D. Rob, have you ever approached a celebrity, saw them somewhere like an airport, where approached to have a picture taken?
Never.
Never. Riggins?
No.
I haven't either. I don't think I've ever seen anyone and approached them. I did. The only celebrity I can remember approaching was Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, but we were backstage at a concert. And I just walked by him and said, hey, man, I enjoy your music. I think you're great. And he turned out to be, and I don't want to bother, he turned out to be super nice. Stopped us, talked. He was fantastic.
I take that back. I did as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who'd you approach?
Phil Mickelson at the Masters practice room.
Was he nice?
So I had asked him for an autograph on my flag. He purchased a Master flag. That was probably 9. And he was going to lunch. And he goes, walk with me. And I was with my dad. And he goes, go. So, because I looked at my dad, I was like, no,
go with the stranger.
He said, like, walk with me. So I was like, and I looked at my dad goes, go. So yeah, we walked to the lunch tent where the players were having lunch. And yeah, he signed my my flag. It was very nice. Awesome. He was very cool.
That's good. I hate to hear new people meet someone and the person's and it's,
they're awful. Like, I know.
Hey, I'm eating right now. Can you know, that kind of thing is awful. Terrible.
Yeah, you hope that never happens.
What happened to your Phil Mickelson flag?
I have it still.
Oh, you still have it?
Yeah, in a protective plastic thing.
See, you should have that framed hanging up on the wall of your house.
That'd I know. I love it. Yeah. But yeah, I've never framed it.
Well, if you don't know who Abby Lee Miller is, she's on a TV show called Dance Moms.
Yeah, she went to prison a few years ago for some sort of financial crimes.
Yeah.
But she was the star of Dance Moms. She was the instructor that was really tough on the little girls.
So this looks to me like he's about 14, 15 years old.
Yeah.
Kid is in an airport.
Yeah.
And he believes he sees her, and he approaches. It's kind of awkward for a minute. Yes.
Here we go. That's Abby Lee Miller.
That's Abby Lee Miller.
Hi. How are you? Are you Abby Lee Miller?
Are you obnoxious and bothering me right now?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hi.
He said, are you Abby Lee Miller? And she said, are you obnoxious and bothering me right now?
I mean, that's a crazy response.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's just it's like every.
I know. I didn't want to be annoying.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Sorry.
You need to follow me on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay. That's Abby Lee Miller.
She says you're like, it's okay. You're like the third one in a row.
I mean, that is crazy. Especially when you're a reality star. It's not like you've just walked up to Madonna or Prince William or something. I mean, it's Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms. Yeah.
Abby Lee, bring it down a little bit.
Calm down.
All the clips you've ever seen of her, she's just ornery and not in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like that one where she has to back up the wheelchair.
Yeah. She's like big on TikTok now, but yeah. Crazy. Are you bothering me and annoying right now?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're just the third one in a row. Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, that must be so hard.
I hate her. Ugh. I don't even know her. I hate her.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius,
And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it!
Ace and Friends.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I believe that immediately the answers will come to mind. Best thing and worst thing you bought on social media? Number one, worst thing I ever bought on social media was this jacket that I bought for some stupid reason.
That was really bad.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know why I thought a $45 jacket was going to be cool. And when it came in, I was like, this is exactly what it should be for
$45. It had like roses on it.
It was paisley.
It was paisley.
What was I thinking?
I remember you wearing that in the office one day. We were like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Did we leave that at the old office?
We threw it away. I just finally threw it away.
It didn't fit. It was too short, and it was paisley.
And it's one of those, when it came in, I looked at it and went, I don't even know what this is. Like, this is horrible. So that was the worst thing I bought. The best thing I bought on social media, I just bought recently. It's this MTV t-shirt that I'm in love with.
Oh. Yeah.
Vintage t-shirt. It's a light blue. I've worn it in here before with the big MTV logo on it, the old school MTV logo. It fits great. It feels great. I love it. I can't wait to buy more t-shirts from this particular place.
Amanda thinks that's corny, too.
She hates it, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
In your face, Amanda.
Well. I don't know if that's healthy because I kind of agree with her.
Oh, well, that's too bad in your face, Riggins.
Yeah, all right.
Riggins, worst thing you've ever bought on social media?
Probably a pair of high tops. Those were bad.
On social media?
Yeah. Bought them from a reseller.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was big on social media.
And did you pay above market price for
them? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they came in?
Two or three times the amount they probably retail, but that's how you had to buy them.
Sure.
They weren't available.
They were sold out.
Yeah.
How quickly did you realize, oh, this was a mistake?
Years. Yeah. I mean, I wore them a lot, and then you guys were just ruthless. You wouldn't let me live. They were fire, though.
What about the best thing you ever bought on social media?
Probably those peanut butter bubbles for my dog. Stupid, but I love them.
I easily could have seen that reversed.
Well, at least the peanut butter bubbles only cost me like $8.
Yeah.
And the dog really enjoyed them.
That's good. Rob, do you buy a lot on social media?
Not really. I can't think of anything bad that I bought, but one of the most recent things was those. I don't know if you've seen the commercials on TikTok for Magic John screen protectors. Have you seen those?
Magic John screen protector.
Yeah. I found it there and then I bought it on Amazon. I didn't want to buy it through TikTok. But it's really good screen protector, and it worked.
Why didn't you want to buy it through TikTok?
Because I just don't trust it. I don't trust TikTok to put my credit card information in there.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
I get that.
Do you love them? You love them?
I mean, it's great screen protector so far.
That sounds like a redneck, like small town magician.
Right.
Hey, they call me Magic John. Y'all want to see a trick?
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
So you think you're having a bad day? Let me set this up by saying I've not heard this yet. Somehow I missed it in the stuff that we were reviewing for the show today. But Riggins and Rob both say this is a must listen.
Everybody has a bad day at work. You might even have a bad week at work. It is nothing. Yeah. Whatever you've gone through is nothing like what this woman experienced at work.
Rough. Hi, my name is Allie and my boss killed himself last Friday, so we didn't get paid.
Yeah. Why are you laughing? Don't laugh.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Just stop laughing.
But it's messed up that she didn't get paid.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. There's more to it. Okay, here we go.
And we still went into work this week, but then his friend killed himself, who also ran the company. And then we filed for bankruptcy. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, good God.
Boss kills himself on Friday, so they don't get paid. Then they still come into work, sorrowful. They like the guy, apparently. And then the other guy, the friend that also ran the company, killed himself. And, you know, they file for bankruptcy, the company. So they're not going to get paid. And their boss has killed themselves.
Well, somebody's got to step in and get these people paid.
How? From where?
Well, being bankrupt doesn't mean you don't have any money.
Oh, is that right?
I've worked for a company that went into bankruptcy while we worked there. I was my first radio job. The company went into bankruptcy a couple of years after I started working there, and they freeze all everything. Nobody gets a raise.
Yeah.
Do you think
maybe you take a little reduction in pay just to make it work? It's a bad scene all the way around. Yeah.
Do you think the bosses like took it into their own hands because they owed some money or something?
Well, you don't know, but it's possible. Yeah. It's very possible. The guy realized that the company was going to go into bankruptcy because they found out he'd been... Don't know this. I don't know anything about this, but he could have been... They found out he was stealing money. They were on to him, and he was like, only one way to get out of this one.
And then the friend went through the expenses the next day, and he was like, all right, that makes a lot of sense, I guess.
Or was the other guy involved in it, too?
Maybe.
Were they both skimming? Who knows? But look who pays the price.
She does.
Yeah. And her coworkers, none of whom have been paid.
No, you know and what? They did the right thing by showing up to work. They're like, well, are we still going to fight through it? Yeah. And now they still don't get paid? Poor. I mean, again, you think you had a bad week of work?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's awful. Awful.
That's a tough one. I shouldn't have laughed. It just seemed really messed up.
You think?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have laughed?
I don't know what's going on in your head.
There's just something about it seemed so wrong that it was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like it was so bad.
You got to laugh about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I get that. I get that.
When things get so bad.
Yeah, like it's so bad, I just got to kind of chuckle a little bit. Like this.
I get it, but bad. You're still not great for it.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
Gather around as we set forth on a first date with Tech D Rob O'Riggins. I stumbled across an article. I didn't actually stumble across it. I went looking for something about first date questions because I was curious about this. And I found an article in Women's Health, and it said it's 150 best questions to ask on a first date, according to relationship experts. Now, for example, one of the questions is, what made you interested in going out with me? Fair question. I think that's a good first date question.
I don't.
What are you looking for? You don't ask that on a first date, do you?
No.
When you keep it more like
surface level stuff.
Let's have some fun here. Yeah. Let's get to know each other.
It's not about interrogating them about their future plans. I don't like that at all.
It's a lot of that. When you think of recent big political events, is there something that stands out to you? I don't want to talk to you about politics on the first date. No. I'll figure out the rest. Let's just get to know. So here's an example. What if she were to ask you, Riggins, what does your work-life balance look like?
Shut up. I'd call it off. What is my work-life balance? That's literally a job interview question.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very much like a job interview. Tech D Rob.
Yes?
First date. She looks at you and says, what would you do if you had a week off?
I mean, I'd answer the question, but that is stupid.
Okay. Well, what would you say?
I would say, I'd probably sit at home and do nothing because that sounds like a good time to me.
Check, please.
That would be my response.
Yeah.
No, I agree. You'd
probably do
you
nothing.
You don't see her hearing that and going,
oh. Okay,
great answer. Oh, God. That's
very sexy. Sit around and do nothing?
Yeah, oh.
How exciting.
Let's see. Here's another one. Riggins, how well do you feel like you compromise with others?
I definitely wouldn't give her the honest answer because it's not well. not too well.
Not at all, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
And when I do compromise, I complain about it so much, I make everybody miserable.
Yeah.
So they know that I really don't want to be there.
How well do I do it? Not too well.
Tech D Rob, she looks at you across the table and says, how do you handle conflict?
I don't even know how I'd answer that stupid question.
I would at that point. I'd be like, hey, can we just relax? And like, it's like a job conflict interview.
Not only a job interview, but it's one of those things where they have like the morality questions at the end.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you saw your coworker stealing, how would you handle it? And they give you four. It's what it sounds like. It's stupid crap.
There are a lot of questions there. What are they stealing? Why are they stealing it?
Yeah. Did the company deserve it?
Right. Did we not get paid right before they decided to steal something? A lot of variables in this question.
Really throw her off.
Yeah.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There's a phenomenon in American culture and probably world culture, I just don't know. The late night order.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Some people, the late night order is on the drive home. Well, you know what? Let's hit the McDonald's drive-thru.
Sure.
Hey, swing into Taco Bell right there.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often, the late night order can be insane.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just insane. But we've had to heavily edit this girl talking about her late night order from Taco Bell.
Jordan and I ordered Taco Bell last night, and we completely forgot we ordered it. And like we went out, and when I came home at like 3 a.m, it was here. How was I ordered these Fiesta potatoes with no potatoes or nacho cheese sauce. So it's just an empty container.
She still sounds a little drunk.
Yeah, but she literally chose, they gave her an empty container because she ordered the Fiesta potatoes, which are potatoes covered in cheese. But she said, hold the cheese and the potatoes. So they just gave her an empty container.
Well, she should complain because she didn't get the sour cream because those come on it too.
It's true.
So they messed up.
Leave it to Rob to know exactly so what's actually, on every single thing that came from Taco Bell.
Fiesta potatoes. I can tell you exactly the caloric intake.
Do you do a lot of late night ordering, Rob?
If I'm going on my way home, I might stop at a cookout if the line's not too long. But typically after 9 p.m., that cookout line is.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody has cookout, but cookout's an awesome drive-thru.
It's a top-tier drunk order.
Yeah,
is cookout.
Because I wonder, playing all your video games or your board games, Rob, when you stay late at your friend's house, like 3 o'clock in the morning, if you grab something on the way home.
Yeah, I will if somebody's open. Like Taco Bell closes at 2 or so I can't really stop there if it's after 2. And then I look at the cookout, and if it's almost to the road, then I'm not even going to bother.
So what time would it be that you're at cookout?
Probably about 2 or 3 a.m.
3 a.m. and
I'm the only non-drunk person there, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you getting? Are you getting the chicken quesadillas?
No, I get, it's either the big double burger or the spicy chicken sandwich, but just cheese and mayo on either one of those.
Uh-huh.
A ranch chicken wrap, chicken quesadilla, sweet tea.
At 3 a.m.
God, hell yeah, dang, dude.
Hang on a second. It's the big double burger,
mm-hmm.
a chicken quesadilla,
mm-hmm.
and a spicy chicken wrap.
It's a ranch chicken wrap.
Ranch chicken wrap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what was the drink?
A sweet tea. Sweet tea. They call it a huge sweet tea.
A huge sweet tea. Huge.
Sleep like a baby?
Hell yeah, dude.
How could you not? 3 a.m? That's insane. You just had
3 whole entrees.
Okay, well, they call them sides, okay? You can get 2 sides with your tray, so. You can get a corn dog as one of your sides.
Exactly. Those are the biggest sides known to man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Chicken quesadilla on the side.
I'll have a chicken quesadilla on the side.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Riggins, you've had a long-standing beef with Snickers.
Yes, I have.
Is that still in place?
Absolutely.
Riggins hates. Let me rephrase. You don't hate Snickers, or you're not. You're boycotting Snickers and have been for years because of the fun size. They split it in half, and you're supposed to eat one and give one to someone else.
The king size.
King size, and you take offense to that because don't tell me what to do with my food.
Yeah, they don't call it a king size anymore. They call it a share size.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
It's such a shameless way to still sell a huge candy bar, but it's like the morality clause that they tack onto it. I just find it repulsive. It's the worst thing about capitalism.
They're selling the same size, mm-hmm. but they decide, I'm going to push it on you.
Yeah.
You're buying the same size. But you're the one who's being immoral by eating it all yourself.
Exactly. It's revolting. It's revolting.
It's not anything we did.
Right.
You are the one. We split it in half to make it easier for you to share.
Oh, I just can't stand
Rob, do you have beef with anybody? Any company?
I don't think so.
You don't seem like the company beef type person.
No.
I'll boycott something in a second.
Are there other things that you're boycotting, Riggins, in addition to Snickers?
I'm trying to think. Not at the moment, but I will. I have.
Yeah, mine happen. They're few and far between. Something really bad has to happen for me to boycott something.
I boycotted a grocery store chain for a while because I saw a manager walk by, this old lady bringing her cart back to the cart thing.
Right.
And a manager walks out drinking his drink, clearly on lunch, and didn't offer to take the woman's cart back to the corral. It would have been 10 feet for him. But that's something as a manager that you do because it shows your employees, hey, you go above and beyond. And he just walked right past her.
You're 100%, little old lady. 100% correct on that.
I was like, I'm never coming back here. I wanted to complain to him, but I didn't.
Did you boycott the entire, every all store in the chain?
All of them.
All of them, because that one guy cost that company your spectacular business.
Absolutely. Mm. You got to stand for something, you know?
Or you'll fall for anything.
That's exactly right.
Rob, just so you know, Riggins has no idea that you're quoting a country song right now.
Stand for something, you fall for anything.
You know that Aaron Tippin song?
I know. Well, it's a legendary quote. It's not, I don't know. He made that up.
Or you fall for anything.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Tippin came up with that on his own.
Yeah. Huh?
He didn't make that up.
Well, I didn't say he made it up. I'm just saying I know that Rob is quoting a country song.
Right. That is fair. 100%.
And I know that you have no idea that Rob is quoting a country song.
No, I don't. No, I didn't. Not up on my Aaron Tippin lyrics.
You don't know there ain't nothing wrong with the radio? Come on. That's now. Right.
But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
Don't know that one either.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
There are a few things in life only women can do that men really can't do, and vice versa. But today we're going to focus on things women can do that men can't do, like just walk off the street into a fire station and ask to slide down the fire pole. If the three of us are walking down the street and I say, I'm just going to ask them if I can slide down the fire pole.
Yeah.
And I would walk up. They're like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, they'll look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, no, man. But what happens when a girl just walks by a fire station? She goes, you know what? I'm just going to walk in and ask.
Hi. I have a question. Do you guys have a fire pole?
Yeah.
Can I slide down it by chance?
Have you ever done it before?
Maybe on like a playground.
What is it for?
I just always...
By the way, side note, don't interrupt, but listen to the background music. They're blowing it out in the fire station.
It's totally okay if I can't. No, I promise I won't. And if I do, it's not your responsibility. What? I can take them off. Oh my God, this is the best day of my life. I'm gonna follow you.
They end up letting her. They show her how to slide down the fire pole. Then they let her slide down the fire pole. Now, she's an attractive female who just walks up. She's in her, early to mid-20s.
Something like
that. Can I slide down the fire pole? Like, yes. And she has fun, and they have fun, and she goes on about her business.
Yeah.
While they're blowing out some Boston in the background.
I didn't know what that was.
In such a long time.
I loved it. His first question, though, was not like confusion. He was like, have you ever done it before? I was like, hell yeah. That dude's cool as hell.
But I mean, a woman can do that.
Yeah.
A guy walks up like, no, man, can't do that today.
Hey, brother. I've been wanting to do this my whole life.
That ain't going to fly.
Hey, man, we're polishing our boots and listening to some Boston right now. You got to come back later, man.
Yeah. That is a level of confidence that I know nothing about, though, to just walk into a place and be like, hey, can I come slide down the fire pole?
I got a friend of mine like that. That's like, well, so let's ask him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that. What they're going to do, they're going to say, no, we can't do it now anyway.
Yeah.
And I do not. He's one of those people that always ends up at a game on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Cowboys game. He took me as his guest with his company to the Cowboys game in Dallas one time. And he goes, hey, wait right here. I'm gonna check on something. I said, okay. We were in this little VIP area thing where the party was happening. He was gone for a while. And he texts me. And I look at my phone. And he's standing on the star on the 50-yard line. And he saw a lady. And he just went over and asked her. She had a field pass on. Hey, I'm from out of town. I'm a huge Cowboys fan. That part was a lie. But you can stand right here and watch me. Can I borrow your pass long enough to go take my picture on the field? It would mean the world to me. My friends would freak out. She was like, absolutely. And he walked out there and took his picture, walked right back. He was super polite. It works every time.
There's some people that just have that kind of in them, whatever that is.
Yeah.
They just find themselves in the best positions and doing the coolest things because they asked.
And shockingly, he's a salesman.
Mm. Oh, is he right? Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what he does for a living, yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.